With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, is it me?
Well, Lore Boy's there.
Hey, Lore Boy's here. It's Ethan, your host, on this episode. Today we're going to be talking about Titanfall and Apex Legends, the new hot shit. If you're listening to this episode concurrently. Otherwise, the old hot shit.
Yeah, it's... If you're listening to this 6 months in the future, dead game Apex Legends and the lore behind that.
And that voice is the voice of...
Peter O'Donohue.
And we are joined with...
James Miller. And Apex Legends is forever, just like Paragon.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like Paragon.
It's still not dead.
All right.
The servers are down, dude.
Paragon, which one was that?
It was Epic's MOBA.
It was like, right.
I was going to say Fortnite, but Fortnite isn't dead, so I went... The same.
Come on, dude. Fortnite's so last week.
What was the one that launched with Overwatch?
Battleborn.
Battleborn
did not make it.
Yeah.
I think it was 8 months after release, they said, yeah, we're not going to make any more updates for this. It's just what it is now.
No.
Randy, no. Allegedly.
So anybody who is listening to this episode because they're like, hey, Apex Legends is cool, but like, what's going on?
Why do all these people... Why are they so mad?
Why can some people run? Why can some people grappling hook? Why can some people turn invisible?
Well, people would be a stretch for that one because that robot is not a people.
He grappling. Okay.
Yep.
Pete's coming out hot and fast with the takes here.
Someone didn't choose the railroad in Fallout 4.
I absolutely did not. You know how I took care of them when the Brotherhood or the Institute were just like, yeah, you got to kill all those hippies. And I was just like, okay. I just filled the room with landmines that don't go off if no one's hostile. Went over to the door, pressed my back up against a wall, put one bullet into a guy
to make
everybody go hostile, and then everybody just blew up. And then I just picked up the pieces afterwards.
Yeah, for the unknowing in Fallout 4, the Railroad faction is robots are people too, is their whole thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which I don't believe.
No,
I think I made that abundantly clear.
And if you guys are interested in Apex lore, like it is out there, but there's only like a one... paragraph per every character, so I guess there's not much. Like, to know what it is, you have to know the Titanfall universe.
The Apex Legends does take place in the canonical Titanfall universe.
Canonically, it's the third game, correct?
It doesn't
take place after 2?
Oh, it does, sorry, like, time-wise? Because there's more than 2 games. There's Titanfall 1 and 2, then there was Titanfall Assault.
On the phone. Yeah,
and then there
that.
Was Titanfall Frontline, which was the canceled card game.
I see.
There was also Titanfall Online, which I think never got off the ground, which was supposed to be like an MMO.
Sure.
And there was a Titanfall TV show that was talked about. Lionsgate TV was supposed to pick it up, but there hasn't been any news on it since 2016.
Dang.
Probably not happening.
That's okay.
Sometimes these things just take time, though. So yeah. Maybe still happening. Maybe if Apex really takes off.
I've heard making a video game is difficult.
Well, man, if expansive. Apex really takes off, it's got 10 million players like all playing, and it's been out for like... 2 weeks,
10
and
days.
All the biggest... It's broken Twitch records, like Fortnite's Summer Slam or something, like their summer tournament had the most viewers. Apex had one tournament like a week after coming out, broke all the records.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout-out to the CEO and founder of Respawn Entertainment, Vince Zampella, or Zampella, whatever it is.
Yeah, Zampella.
He is so fucking funny. That dude... Like, we were saying this outside because I was kind of in a pissy mood earlier, and it was like, sometimes it just be like it is. That's the way it do. That guy... is exactly like that, because there's a quote from him where him and like an EA marketing exec are in a room with like GameSpot or IGN or something.
Yeah.
And the marketing executive, this like beep boop robot dickhead, is just like, don't
marketing
worry.
Major over here, but okay.
We have
very hurtful.
We have some big plans for the Titanfall franchise. Don't you worry. And Vince Zampella was like, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. I mean.
And that's why they did the discreet launch. They're like, we're releasing a free-to-play game. Published by EA with loot boxes. That is a recipe for a marketing campaign to go completely awry.
Yeah,
so we decided just launch the game and let people talk
and
about
EA's
it.
EA's name is not... It's like, when you launch the game, you don't really see EA. Whenever you talk about the game, they're not really putting EA. They're always like, oh, it's Respawn.
Yeah. I mean, it was developed by Respawn. It's published by EA.
Yeah.
Hence the loot boxes.
So. But EA is usually pretty happy to put their name on things.
Yeah, and yeah. And their whole thing about publishing is, like, they're very controlling over developers usually.
Yeah.
I feel like Respawn kind of got away with a lot.
It apparently... From what we understand, EA had very little to do with the development of Apex.
Free to play, you can only purchase cosmetics. So
yeah.
Where's EA in that?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the gambling? Where's the heart? Yeah.
Where's the money?
Yeah. Yeah. There's two characters that you can that are not unlocked yet, Caustic and Mirage.
Yeah.
And you can just play to unlock them. You can get everything in the game without spending a dime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like where you're coming from, James. I don't like that model.
I mean, realistically speaking, that is the most lucrative model, as counterintuitive as it sounds. Because, like,
absolutely.
All the successful free-to-play games let you do that. I mean, Overwatch just gives you the champions. Like,
yeah.
You just have them.
But
you don't have to
pay. Overwatch is not free-to-play.
No. But League of Legends, which is still consistently one of the highest...
Dota.
You know, highest watched games on Twitch. Dota.
My erstwhile love, Warframe.
Yeah.
Fortnite. All those trashy mobile games like Idle Heroes and all those like crazy things. But those get a little bit more predatory.
Yeah. Mobile's like an entirely different climate because
you need a whale.
You have so many more casuals.
Yeah.
And you get so many more whales, as the term they use in the biz. Which is somebody that spends like thousands of dollars on a free-to-play game. Like somebody who spends like $1,000 on Candy Crush would be called a whale.
Yeah, I worked with someone who worked for a mobile game, and there was a person in Dubai who had spent over $3 million on the game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if $3 million was just nothing to you?
Yeah.
Like, that you could spend on a fucking mobile game.
He already has a tiger and a solid gold Lamborghini.
What else are you going to buy?
Get good at Candy Crush.
You shouldn't assume he. It was a woman. But
oh, really?
You shouldn't assume he. All right, enough dicking around.
Yeah.
Titanfall.
Yeah.
Couple thousand years in the future. It's not really clear.
Really?
There's no dates.
Okay.
We've
all played... I've played both. There are some of the few games that I play within launch month, personally.
Okay.
I love... So Titanfall 1, I didn't play much of because it's just multiplayer and I'm not a very good multiplayer player at all.
Yeah.
I'm not very skilled and I'm too old to get good at anything anymore, so...
Yeah.
That's as you can notice with the artwork. so I played a lot. I played maybe about 40, 50 hours of Titanfall 1, but I have played hundreds of hours of Titanfall 2, campaign and multiplayer.
Yeah.
Apex actually made me reinstall Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
I was just like, everything that's missing is what I wanted, and it is objectively fantastic.
Yeah.
I just do not like Battle Royale.
Well, that's it, yeah. It's like everything that's added is not what you wanted.
It's
right?
not going to convert anybody, I don't think. Like, it's not the missing link in the Battle Royale.
No, not to Battle Royale.
I disagree.
Really?
I played with it. I keep my mic on, right? I talk with a lot of people. And I was just playing with a guy last night. He's like, I couldn't get into Fortnite. I couldn't get into COD. This is my game. I love this game. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there are people out there.
COD was the one that I said, like, if COD didn't get you.
Blackout, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah. Well, their Battle Royale is Blackout.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Call of Duty 4.
And then there's
4.
The Counter-Strike one, Lifeline or...
I played that for...
There was a Counter-Strike one?
2 hours.
Yeah, Counter-Strike went free-to-play and then released a Battle Royale at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So a couple thousand years or a couple hundred years in the future, it's pretty unclear.
Could be Thursday for all we know.
Could be, two weeks from Tuesday. Mankind reaches it to the distant reaches of space using faster-than-light travel. At first, like, the colonies kind of just spread out, like, around the sun. We weren't, you know, we were making, like, small jumps to, like, nearby stars where there was habitable planets, creating colonies, things like that.
The corner store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Making it outside the city, outside the apartment once in a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're making a FTL jump to the suburbs, so everybody just hang on for teleportation here.
Yeah.
Like, materialize inside somebody's house, just like,
I was just trying to stop at the Maxi to get some tampons or something. Yeah.
Blow out every window in the neighborhood because you're going so fast.
So I mentioned this to Pete before we got here, but a lot of the lore in the game is pretty speculative, and a lot of it is drawn from just like random lines that like the grunts in the game have.
Cool.
So 200-ish years before the first game takes place, a man known only as Dr. Hammond is born in the core systems. I don't know if his first name was Doctor or if he was a doctor and we never learn his first name.
It's unclear at this point. Well, you mean none of the grunts say that?
No, all it says is all anyone calls him is Dr. Hammond.
Okay.
And we know it's 200 years because it's two grunts having a conversation, and one of them is basically like, well, if he were still alive, that would make him, what, like 200 years old?
Okay.
So that's how we know it's like 200-ish years
before. Is that during a multiplayer match, or is that in the campaign for Titanfall 2?
That's in the campaign for 1 or 2. I can't remember which.
So one quick thing, though. Like, if Titanfall 2 still has a community online, like I jumped back into it after playing Apex, there's still over 2,000 people playing that game. They are all unkillable gods because they are so fucking good at it.
They're just buddy hopping it faster than light speed.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. There was a bug for a while where you can go faster than your hitbox, so you can't get shot.
Yeah, yeah. unless you see someone moving that fast and know to shoot behind them.
Yeah. Faster than light travel is, though, is going faster than
my hitbox. Yeah. if anybody's ever said the campaign for Titanfall 2 is incredible, they are absolutely right. It is one of the best shooter campaigns. It feels very authentic and kind of old school, where you just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you understand how you got from the first chapter to the last chapter, because it was pretty much entirely on foot.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Titanfall 2 pretty much takes place over one battle as well.
It's like a day and a half.
Yeah.
Is Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, really condensed compared to especially the first one.
Well, the first one was like a radio play.
Yeah.
Exactly. The way that campaign played out. Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot of lore to go, though, right?
Yeah, we got some.
Yeah.
Show's over.
Dr. Hammond would go on to found Hammond Engineering, an engineering firm who focused on building weapons primarily.
Oh no.
Hammond Engineering would take off. They earned interstellar infamy for the weapons of war they developed.
Trebuchets.
Like, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Launch a 30-kilogram projectile over 200 meters. Yeah. They eventually develop the Titan. So these are the guys who create the Titan from the name Titanfall.
Right.
Oh, I guess anybody who doesn't know, Titanfall is a shooter where it's like you're a guy, but you sometimes enter like a mech suit, basically.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Okay, And the Titan is just a big mech suit?
No, the Titan is what the mech suits are called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, you actually didn't know.
No,
I thought you were being facetious.
No. Sorry.
Yes, Titanfall is the delivery method for your robot, where for some reason they were just like, what would be the coolest and least efficient way to deploy things in a pinch? Yeah. I know, from the sky.
Yeah, that's it.
So basically, if anybody's played a shooter with kill streaks or anything like that, you can get to a point where you drop a robot from the sky and you become a... and you jump into it, but you can also, it also has AI, so it'll follow you around. You just drop a robot buddy from the sky and you can jump into it.
Yeah, I thought you were just always in it like a Halo or something like
no.
that.
No, you play Call of Duty man basically, and then your kill streak is a robot suit.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Precisely. From the creators of Call of Duty.
Yep.
Respawn created the original.
Yeah,
Call of Duty.
Vince Zampella and some of the other people from Respawn. Yeah. They became disillusioned with Activision. Can't imagine why.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, weird how they're giant dirtbags who treat people like shit.
Yeah,
Blizzard. how's Blizzard doing, guys? Yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Right now,
firing 800 people.
Yeah,
real
right
bad.
Right after giving their CEO a $15 million bonus.
Their new CFO.
CFO.
They bribed him. That was a starter's bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't actually even done anything.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, 800 people fired? Well, they can call around and try and find a new job. They've got phones, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's cold, dude.
Oh, man. So the creation of the Titan alongside Hammond's market cornering, planet survey tech, and map database rights lead to the explosive growth for the corporation. Alongside a series of acquisitions and mergers, Hammond Engineering would eventually rebrand to the Interstellar Manufacturing Corporation.
Oh, it's the IMC.
Sometimes called the Interstellar Mining Corporation, or more simply, the IMC.
I was always like the Industrial Military Complex. It's how I refer to them.
I'm pretty sure that's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah, like...
I've read all the Apex... Well, not all of them, but a bunch of the Apex heroes bios.
Yeah.
And they always referred to the IMC. And I had no idea what it is, but a lot of them either got their powers through or grew up and like were a part of the IMC.
So like the stealth technology that Race goes invisible, right? In Apex.
Yeah.
So like that stealth technology, is developed by IMC. Like all the crazy like weapon tech is developed by IMC. Yeah. They're the evil corp or the FedCom from BattleTech.
Yeah.
Side note, I guess Wraith woke up in an IMC lab with no memory of her past, with voices in her head, and the more that she agreed to talk to these voices, the more she was able to shift around. And,
she might be the first human person who can phase shift, because the phase shift ability in Titanfall 2 turns your character into a robot.
Yeah. Well, it's like, essentially, like, and this is another...
That's Loreboy's canon, by the way.
This is another piece from a grunt line, where he mentions that half the tech to make you go invisible is worn, and half the tech is embedded under the skin.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, you wear a suit that lets you go invisible, but they also need to, like, augment, like, all your nervous system and everything to make you actually go invisible. Yes.
Otherwise, you just turn invisible skin. You're just this meat guy running around.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, arguably, terrifying. Yeah, not very stealthy.
It's a bunch of veins and muscles moving. Yeah. Like,
they made that game, right? The Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. It's canonically in the Titanfall universe.
Yeah. The saw blade launcher was the prototype.
Yeah.
Two shooters, BR, and one precision platform.
A very fun precision platform.
Yeah.
So the IMC engaged in a number of conflicts in the core systems, becoming basically a pseudo-political entity in its own right. They become a powerhouse of influence and military, eventually funding their own private forces. So they just become, you know, like, well, we have a bigger army than any of the countries or governments in the core systems, so we're just going to be our own country now.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned it already, but to bring it back, if anybody's interested, for our Battletech episodes, they're very Comstar.
Yeah.
Which is just, you get to the point where you're such a powerful monopoly, the only thing you don't have is a military.
Yeah.
And you just make your own, basically.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they do.
And they say money can't buy happiness.
And very similar to Comstar, or very similar to Battletech, there's this core system where everyone lives, and they discover an outer fringe of habitable, resource-heavy planets called the Frontier. Instead of the Periphery, in this case, it's the Frontier.
Okay.
So
that's a more optimistic name, I think.
The Frontier? Yeah, well, it does kind of give you the perspective of, like, space cowboys, basically.
Yeah.
Instead of the Periphery, which is just like, oh, it's cold.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know, it's in the corner of my eye.
It's like changing to something else, you know? It's like on the edge of something.
They eventually develop jump drive technology, which is faster than light travel. They set up relays, mass relays, basically, that they can jump to.
Oh, they have that too?
Yeah, that's what they set up. That's how they get to the Frontier, and that's how they really start expanding there. Yeah.
They have better technology than anybody in Battletech, though, because clearly, like, at the end of a match in Titanfall, you leave in a jump ship. If it doesn't get destroyed, your entire team can still leave if you lost, and it jumps out from the atmosphere.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
So you canonically don't die.
Yeah.
To tie it into Apex, I like that whenever you jump from the ship, you guys are all together by default, and then you have to manually split, which increases your speed.
Yeah.
But I really like that you drop together. In other BRs, a lot of the time, you just have to coordinate that and hope that your team drops with you.
Yeah.
And it really encourages, like, a three-man squad play.
The music when you drop in Apex is so good.
The sound engineering in Apex in general is very, very good. Like, you had mentioned it to me, but I've watched, like, a fair number of streams now.
Yeah.
And the gun sounds in that game just sound so satisfying.
Yeah. And so chunky, and, like, the numbers, the way they pop. Everybody feels strong.
Yeah.
The game is, like, is very good.
Devotion. How'd you get so chunky?
So this large pocket of habitable planets, the Frontier was abundant in resource-heavy planets as well. And it turns out massive interstellar conglomerates like resource-heavy planets.
Say that again really fast.
It turns out that massive interstellar conglomerates like resource-heavy planets.
Wow, he's pretty good. That's a lot of syllables.
That's a lot of syllables. I've never seen that many syllables before.
We found Jamie in the woods.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to start a podcast?
I don't know what that is, mister, but as long as nobody talks in too long of words, I'm happy to help.
I lured him in here with a bag of, like, corn.
Yeah. Bag of corn and a fresh new burlap sack. So planetary systems in the Frontier are separated by distances that take, like, days to weeks to travel.
I see.
Using those jumps. So, like, those jumps can travel, like, a set distance, basically. And, like, some planets, they have to, like, jump.
Very Battletech.
And, like, wait and recharge. And then jump and, like, wait and recharge.
That's a lot like Battletech.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, fuck. Now, like, I already liked Titanfall, but, like, I obviously love Battletech.
Yeah.
And this is really...
It's probably a lot of, like, how science fiction space travel probably is going to work kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, it probably comes from some book that none of us have read.
If it's sci-fi, it probably came from Asimov, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think, like, Respawn, you know, made a game about mechs. Probably somebody at Respawn is a fan of Battletech.
I'd assume so, yeah.
So I do feel like it's a lot of it is, like, homage.
They have a lot more personality, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Frontier is, like, so much like the Periphery.
Okay.
The jump drive technology.
It's like an HPG.
Yeah, the Industrial Military Complex or Corporation.
Yeah.
What is the actual thing?
IMC?
Yeah.
Interstellar Mining Corporation. Or Interstellar Manufacturing Corporation.
Yeah, okay.
They're called both.
Sure.
Because they do both. They manufacture and they mine.
It depends. Yes.
Not in that order, though.
Depends on the day. yeah, and I mean, they own like, so much, like, so many other corporations, too. Like, originally, they were Hammond Engineering. Hammond Engineering, despite becoming IMC and becoming, like, the head business in the IMC, like, there's Hammond Robotics, there's Hammond, you know, Manufacturing, there's all these other, like, smaller companies within the IMC.
Yeah. Hammond Robotics is the division that makes the Titans.
They make Titans.
Because I know the sidekick character, the Titan in Titanfall 2, BT, like, refers to himself as Hammond Robotics model BT-7472 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
BT
for Bong Toke.
So he's not a Vanguard class, then?
He is a Monarch class or something like that.
Okay, that's weird.
I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what BT is. I know the Vanguard class are made by the Militia, not by the IMC.
Right.
Like, the Vanguard class were the first ones made that the Militia made.
Okay.
The Militia are, like, the good guys in the game.
What's the Vanguard class?
It's specifically the first Titans or the only Titans made by the Militia.
Those are the medium ones, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Like Ion and Tone from Titanfall 2.
And then Monarch were reverse engineered from Vanguard class by the IMC.
Okay, so
again,
then BT would be a Vanguard class in that case, yes. Because the text blurb about the Monarch Titan, if you choose it in multiplayer, does say that it was because, whatever, spoilers for the end of Titanfall 2, was reverse engineered from BT's chassis. Because his original chassis gets destroyed and gets a new one.
Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, he was a Vanguard class then. Okay, so back to earlier in the whole storyline. We won't jump right to the end of Titanfall 2. So the IMC basically sees this frontier. They want the resources that it has. A lot of things aren't that valuable. Like, gold is not that valuable in the future for some reason, even though it's used to make a lot of electronic components.
Yeah.
But specifically, it's not that valuable, but oil is still very valuable, which also, again...
That, like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like,
at all.
I really don't feel like these things would be powered by oil. Mine's a diesel. Like, it won't start in the cold. Like,
exactly.
We gotta go to the frontier to find more dead space dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
God, we need to find a planet that used to have dinosaurs. Yeah. Because there's some of the maps in Titanfall and in Titanfall 2 that have current living dinosaurs on them.
In Apex, there's actually two giant creatures in the corner.
Yeah,
and
everyone
I've played with is like, what the fuck? I never noticed those. And I'm like, "That I bet you that's Titanfall 2.
It's Titanfall 1 and 2.
Okay.
Yeah, they're you know, not oil yet. We gotta wait. I'm just imagining, like, because
unjuiced oranges right there.
That sounds like something the creepy pervert would say.
An apex predator, right?
We did it. Thank God. I was gonna say, I was just thinking, just like, because you have to, like, gas up your Titan, you, like, hand him, like, a giant can. He's like, he, like, cracks it open, drinking.
Glug, 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 glug. So the IMC, wanting to go to these resource-heavy planets, needing people to go there, introduces what's called the IMC Servicemen's Readjustment Act, or GI Bill.
Okay.
The GI Bill was a real thing from World War II, whereas if you were a veteran from World War II, you got assistance on housing loans and car loans and, you know, like, a bunch of stuff, like, to basically help you resettle after the war.
A free wheelchair and can to jiggle your change with.
Yeah, exactly.
Free aluminum cups for all.
Yeah. No, this was the 50s. It was okay back then. Okay. So the IMC basically says, like, if you go and settle there, like, you get land. It's the, you know, Manifest Destiny in the States.
I was, like, going to say exactly that.
Like, you go to the West, you go to Oregon, you'll get 320 acres or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the intention of populating the region with people loyal to the corporation. So, like, okay, these people, you know, have fought for us. They'll probably stay pretty loyal.
Because we're evil corporation, we can't take advantage of a planet if there aren't people there to take advantage of. So we need to resettle people first and then abuse them.
it was more like they needed people to be there to run the mining operation and everything.
That's too
far. We're talking a lot about people. Were there any like animals that were given these like mech suits?
As far get what was the first dog launched in a Titan?
Yeah. Like
the first, what are the fuck yeah.
The first turkey couldn't play basketball.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a technical foul.
What?
Because
yeah, cause, oh my god.
Okay, that was stupid.
There's your artwork right there.
So as time went on, however, IMC support in the frontier dwindled, finally dying out completely with the outbreak of yet more wars perpetrated in the core system. So basically,
be a double gobble is what his
Sorry. The frontier became independent of Earth over time. It's people reveling in the spirit of that individuality. So the IMC sends a bunch of people to the frontier, says, "Hey, we're going to set up colonies there. You guys are going to work for us. Everything's going to be great."
Yeah.
Back in the core systems, they keep killing people and starting wars.
Fuck.
A lot of people in the core systems...
Is it a racket? Like, do they start wars to continue producing weapons, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Okay. Like, essentially, and, sure. like, for control themselves, because they are kind of a political power at this point. So,
yeah.
just, you know, like, insurgents or whatever, they're just like, no, shut that shit down. What is that, like, rebels who want freedom?
I don't think
or
so.
Equal rights? No.
Yeah, not on my watch.
Forget that. I'm rich man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can't be equal to poor man. So while all this is happening, a lot of their support in the core systems, a lot of their shareholders are like, hey, stop fucking around in the frontier. It's not worth our time. We got shit to deal with here.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
okay.
The rebels just ate my son. Like, you gotta squash this fucking thing.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, so... They eventually like pull out of the frontier in a lot of ways and kind of leave the frontier to its own thing, and this is where they develop like, oh, we never need the IMC anyway, we can kind of do our own thing. Finally the IMC like settles a lot of those conflicts like an unknown number of decades in the future, and they're like, oh well, like, you know, our portfolio is kind of quiet these days, like what's going on in the frontier?
Yeah.
So
what about all those people that we abandoned in space?
Yeah.
after bribing them to live there.
They return and they find out that it's a thriving region because, you know, all those resources that I kept talking about. Like, they have so much oil that they turn so many planets to way too hot.
Yeah.
Basically. all these new colonies and just, like, a very happy population, basically.
Yeah.
In true capitalist fashion. They
gotta fuck it up.
Yeah. They declare eminent domain, claiming the right to any and all resources the frontier had.
They're just battling, like, the heat death of the universe by just burning everything.
Yeah.
Keep it all warm.
Well, thermodynamic says they're not helping. But.
No, yeah. Well, it's going away, yeah.
I see what you're doing there, universe.
Yeah.
If they're short-sighted as we might
be. It's like a you can't fire me, I quit.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Can't fire me, universe, I quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are we saying? Rich people are short-sighted, James? Come on.
Come on.
All they think about is the future of the planet.
Yeah.
So they come back, they kick the frontiers people off their land, set up vast manufacturing and mining operations. They basically cite their initial investment in the area as just cause to do all this. Like, well, we bought your house, we're allowed to tear it down. Like,
yeah, like yeah, what the fuck?
We bought your house because you fought in wars for us, so we're allowed to tear it down, you useless hippie.
We also thought you were, we also didn't like you, left, and now that we're bored, are coming back?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
What the fuck?
So yeah, like this goes on for like decades of them just like kicking people out of their homes, you know, setting up mining operations where people lived, and like good luck out there.
Yeah,
like I know you're on a distant planet in the furthest known regions of space, but good luck. You know? I don't know how you're gonna get home. Hope you have money for a ticket on one of our
space Ubers.
Yeah, IMC space Ubers. Yeah, welcome to Virgin Airlines.
Just check the app. He's like, oh, he's only 300 million miles away. We got to get ready. Put your coat on.
You do your first three jumps and it's at a set price, but then you go through like a hot spot. So it's like cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Whenever they kick people out, they kick a bunch of people out of their homes.
Yeah.
You get those, like those surges or whatever.
Yeah.
Called.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden
the
space Uber is like 10 times as expensive as it would have been.
I mean, we've been traveling for so long, so fast. It's like New Year's in this system or something.
Yeah.
They're burning up the oil too quick too, so they just got like a big grinder on the back. They're throwing dinosaurs in.
Well, is it? They keep burning up the oil, which means they need to make more mines to drill more oil and
shovel on more pterodactyls.
Yeah. thank God we found that dinosaur planet.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happened to Littlefoot's mom.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Like way before time.
describes in canon with Titanfall.
Yeah. So, as citizens of the frontier keep getting kicked out of their homes, they say, like, eventually they say, like, you know what, fuck this.
Let's form, sick of this.
Let's form a militia.
Yeah.
Called the Frontier Militia, which would be the protagonists in all the games.
Yep.
To strike back at numerous IMC garrisons, kicking off what would come to be known as the Titan Wars. So the Titan Wars is not where the games take place. This is before the games take place.
Okay.
The Titan Wars take place 15 years before the first Titanfall game.
Okay.
And details about it are pretty thin. Like I said, a lot of the lore comes from just like random snippets that random guards have.
I think it's fascinating that that's the way that they choose to deliver it.
Yeah,
because I know
sure.
that they do talk a lot, and you do kind of get little snippets of the grunts in Titanfall when you like run past them, like, oh man, it's a pilot.
Yeah.
Like being a pilot for a Titan is you're basically like a wizard.
Yeah,
like people think you're a god.
No,
it's like Top Gun. It's
exactly
awesome.
Like
yeah.
Top Gun.
They're all wizards.
Fly me to the Titan Zone. So it's believed that during the this conflict, the Frontier Militia did not have access to functioning Titans at the start of the war, which would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But instead had to rely on anti-Titan weaponry to win any battles, which they presumably stole.
Because
I guess if you don't have any pilots, it's probably easier to steal
yeah.
a gun than
that's gun three
than
in,
a tank.
In multiplayer.
I wouldn't know how to drive a tank if I got into one.
Yeah, you wouldn't download a tank.
I absolutely would.
I
patently would download a tank.
Well,
that
yeah,
is insane.
I guess you do play World of Tanks.
Yeah.
Download a lot of tanks.
Yeah. Download every tank, dude.
For $45 a piece.
The Frontier Militia does manage to win some battles, and they're able to capture a few Titans. Whether the pilots they used were trained by them using, like, their grandfather's knowledge, because
yeah.
you know these are ex-IMC veterans that settled here originally, and these
right.
would be
yeah.
their direct descendants, or if there were defected IMC pilots that helped train these people is unknown.
Okay.
But either way, they got Titans, they got a couple pilots.
Thanks to your granddad's old Buick, and then he lets you drive it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But all knowledge of how to drive cars is lost, and he has to teach you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's a little bit more. That's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Just
actually.
Like my childhood. Yeah, my grandfather was blind. It was a scary time in my life. So, who exactly won the Frontier War is unknown. Though, like, there wasn't like a plaque, a commemorative plaque that you could find in any of the games and say like this to commemorate. You know,
yeah,
the
it's
IMC's
probably like
victory.
The real world. It just depends who you ask, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
In a lot of ways. It's most likely who would be considered the victor, the objective victor, would be the IMC due to the sheer resources that they had.
I mean, they're still the villains.
And the fact that they still
the
hold definitive
game.
Control over the region
yeah.
in the second game.
Yeah.
Despite the IMC victory, James McCallan would mutiny against the IMC at the end of the Titan War, stealing the Andromeda-class carrier, the IMS Odyssey, which he would crash shortly after. So James McCallan is a character in the first game.
Yeah.
The Odyssey is a town or location in the first game.
It is, poem. I believe,
it is also an epic
also
poem.
That. Yeah.
There's a,
it's a map where I think it's like wreck or ruin or something. It's like
yeah.
one of the maps has the Odyssey crashed into,
is,
into
yeah,
the ground.
Yeah. Funny, you should say it's an epic poem. Do you know where it originates from?
The Odyssey?
Yeah.
It's...
the region.
The region? It's in Greece, right?
It's a Greek myth.
Yeah.
Titans...
Also,
Greek myth.
Greek myth.
There's a lot of parallels to Greek mythology in this. I have a couple points.
It's almost like it was written in the West.
Yeah. Almost like that. It's funny that like, because like Rome was like so much bigger than Greece, right? But
yeah.
I feel like in a lot of video game pop culture, Greek mythos is like so much more prevalent than Roman mythos. And I get that Roman mythos was just a carbon copy of Greek mythos,
mm-hmm. yeah.
where they just like took it and like made it their own thing. But it's just funny that that wasn't the one that kind of
caught on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a copy, right? It's like
a deep philosophical question you got there, Ethan.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the Greek Empire was so small compared to the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Like the Roman Empire spanned the Western world.
Yeah.
All like
from Spain to like the Middle East,
yeah.
which is why we still call it the Middle East.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Just funny. So the Titan.
Sorry, I just wanted to.
Thanks.
Funny, right?
Thanks. Yeah, I did think it was funny. I'm glad you got the joke now, James. Okay. So the Titan Wars were the first major use of Titans in warfare. With the Atlas class being proven.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the medium one in Titanfall 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Strider, the Atlas, and the Ogre are the three Titan classes that you can have in the first game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hmm. I wonder which one the Strider is and the Ogre is.
Yeah, the Ogre is the one with the layers.
I was going to say heavy and light, obviously.
Oh, right.
Get out of my swamp kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah. Ogre big, Strider small. Actually, Strider's not really a thing.
No.
It's a nickname for Aragorn in The Lord of the Rings.
It is.
It's also a thing in Morrowind. They call them Striders sometimes.
Yeah. It's Silt Strider, Silt the big Strider. Fleas, yeah. The fast travel system, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Titan Wars were the first major use of Titans in warfare. About a decade and a half after the Titan Wars ended, a new conflict arose called the Frontier Wars. It's during these wars which Titanfall 1 and 2 take place.
I see. Okay.
The IMC would contract mercenary Cuban Blisk and his mercenary group, the Apex Predators, to assist in counterinsurgency operations.
Wow. That's true! Yeah. Holy fuck, so, I completely forgot about that.
So, the Apex Predators are villains in the second Titanfall game.
Yes. Yeah. You fight about... So, anyway, for anybody who's played Apex Legends, Cuban or Kublin?
Cuban.
Cuban Blisk is the South African guy in the opening cutscene.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's the guy who says, "You kill me, you're better. I kill you, I'm better."
And Legends is what they call their characters. They don't call them players. They don't call them heroes. They call them Legends.
Yeah.
Apex Legends are just these, I guess, really great people from this team of Apex Predators, which are the villains.
Yeah.
Great, meaning strong and powerful. Yeah. Not good, because they're bad guys.
Well, yeah, they're bad. Yes. They're really, yeah, exactly.
Wait,
yeah.
In Apex Legends, are we playing the villains? Wouldn't that be a twist? Are we the bad guys?
No, Gibraltar's Maybe. Story is like objectively good. Like,
yeah. Okay, he was my favorite one.
Yeah, he's in a lot of people get mad because he's gay, but he is gay, and he's on a motorcycle with his boyfriend.
Yeah,
and there's a mudslide, and the mudslide takes out him and his boyfriend. They get buried under the mud. Gibraltar's father saves them, but loses an arm in the process. And then Gibraltar swears to help people for the sacrifice his father gave.
Right.
He's going to help people from here on out, and he's the tank character, the protector.
Yeah.
Like, the pretty much the only real tank next to, I think, Caustic is considered a tank.
He's the daddy, is what you're saying, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Gibraltar is, he's a big bear tank boy.
Yeah. My dad lost an arm, so I'm going to be daddy now.
Yeah.
So, yeah I'm going to pay it forward. Or pay it back.
Pay it forward.
Only the dad already paid it forward to the son. But yeah. Who's going to pay forward further, I guess.
To other people, yeah. That's how pay it forward works. Haley Joel Osment. Good movie. Kevin Spacey. Bad guy.
Yeah.
The war would... the Frontier War rages, culminating in various battles, such as that for Demeter, a planet connecting the core systems in the Frontier, where the militia manages to cut off IMC reinforcements for a time.
That's more Greek stuff.
The Battle
of Demeter takes place... in one of the games.
I think it's the end of Titanfall 1, I believe.
Okay, well, there's no end to Titanfall 1. So the weird way that game works is there's no campaign. There's, like, people talking on the radio during multiplayer that give context to your match. So, like, technically, it all the story occurs when you play. There's no straight campaign.
Yeah, so that's, like, it's kind of, like, towards the end of... The canon block of time where Titanfall 1 takes place is the battle for Demeter. Because, like you say, since it's, like, multiplayer, you're kind of, like, jumping backwards and forwards. Like, it's not linear.
No.
Whichever map you end up on is whichever one you're doing.
Yeah.
As far as the canon timeline goes, it's one of the later maps, basically, in the Frontier Wars.
Okay.
The battle for Demeter. Demeter is Greek. She's the Greek goddess of the harvest.
Yep.
She presides over grains and the fertility of the earth.
Sorry, what's the name? Or you're going quick there.
Demeter.
Demeter. Okay. Not
D-E-M-E-T-E-R.
Like, okay, yeah.
Demeter.
Like the meter, but...
Yeah, duh. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever your
but
parts,
D-U-H.
You want parts, you gotta fill Demeter, yeah.
Exactly.
Also the goddess of sacred law and the cycle of life and death.
Oh.
So,
that's a big title.
The goddess of the harvest.
Busy girl.
Goddess of the harvest, presiding over grains and the fertility of the earth. For me, like, just like the frontiers people being such like salt of the earth people. You know what I mean? Like, we're simple country folk that moved out here however long ago. And now big mean corporation man's coming to take our home. So, like, the fact that this was one of the culminating battles, like, it feels very, like, intentional to me, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't just pick a random goddess to name the planet after.
Good writing is completely random, Ethan.
Yeah, that's it. You just throw words at books.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And poems happen.
I'm, whoa, this one rhymes.
Yeah. Whoa. What are the odds?
Dr. Seuss was just very lucky.
Yeah. Good work, my 1,000 chimpanzees on 1,000 typewriters. another bestseller.
Dr. Seuss was, he was kind of smart, though, because he only used 4 different ending sounds of words. So that way, he just had a higher probability. If you go back and read all of those, they all end in ooh, ear,
on,
oh.
Or
green eggs and ham.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, and am.
Yeah, and am. Yeah.
No, it's am and, is just a different.
And ends day. Like Wacky Wednesday is my favorite Dr. Seuss book.
I didn't know that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the places you'll go. That's
it's
a good one.
It's a good one.
Like Demeter.
Wacky Wednesday was like find everything that's wrong with this picture, and it would just be like he did like he would say like oh. I looked out the window and like 10 things were wrong, and then you had to like go.
Oh,
he
did, like, that's why Ethan's so good at pointing out my flaws.
No, they're glaringly obvious.
Okay, yeah. Wacky James over here
by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Oh my god. So following the battle for Demeter, the IMC saw waves of defection to the militia cause. They're like, dude, we're fighting the goddess of fertility in the cycle of life and death. This doesn't seem right. No, but a bunch of people after this are like, man.
At least one guy had that revelation.
Yeah, we're killing a lot of peasants over here. Yeah. Like, feels kind of bad, you know?
Yeah, you reach your peasant killing threshold and eventually you get a little jaded.
Each killbot has a kill threshold.
Yeah,
once
exactly.
It hits 10,000 kills, it just shuts down. The defections included that of Vice Admiral Graves, who was James McCallan's direct superior on the IMS Odyssey.
Okay.
Prompting the artificial intelligence called Spyglass to be promoted in his stead. What was left of the IMC forces would form into what would be called the Remnant Fleet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Remnant Forces is something that's is said a lot in the...
Games.
In the game. Sorry.
The video game.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because I was trying to think of the game mode. It's Bounty Hunt is okay. Remnant Fleet Forces. Like, they drop down soldiers and robots, and you kill them and get money, and then you have to bank it at the end of the round.
Is that, like, the wave defense one?
No, that's the Frontier Defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this fleet, the Remnant Fleet, comprised largely of automated units.
Yeah, a lot of robots. Spectres.
Because so many people defected from the original IMC fleet. That they were just like, well, make robots to replace them, I guess. And it was an AI leading the fleet, so kind of makes sense. Yeah. Leading.
Oh, sorry. Gibraltar, I was saying he was part of the Apex. He is for sure part of the IMC. So that's probably why he's a good guy. Never mind. Good guy. There's good guys and bad guys in Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered. He was part of the search and rescue squad for the IMC, which is... That spells SARS, but...
Okay.
I think it's
weird little acronym revelation you had there.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember those glaringly obvious flaws we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Watch you come to that realization.
Yeah. Wait a
the
minute.
Look in your eyes
Wait
was
a minute.
So funny.
The first letter of each of those words spells SARS. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, no, I was just I had to get that out there because I didn't want to. I said something wrong about Gibraltar, and he's such a nice dude, so I don't want to get his.
IMC are the bad guys, but.
Okay, well...
It's possible that there's... It's likely that there's good guys
in any... So Apex
any...
are IMC?
Apex are mercenaries contracted by the IMC.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're like the elite squad of Titan pilots are the Apex Predators.
Yeah. Okay.
Led by Kuban Blisk.
Yeah. I could have left enough alone then. I thought those were two separate entities.
No, they're Blackwater. They're a mercenary company.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So yeah, this fleet...
like, IMC's in it for the money. Apex Predators are really in it for the money.
So Vice Admiral Graves and a bunch of people leave the IMC forces. Spyglass takes it over, forming the Remnant Fleet and replacing a lot of the people with robots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This leads to a fracturing of the IMC forces and would eventually result in the IMC allied groups, the Ares Division and the Vincent Dynamics, turning against the IMC.
Oh, yeah, Vincent Dynamics, yeah.
So Ares Division is a playable faction in the Titanfall 2 multiplayer.
Yes,
which
it's the old guy who looks like Malcolm McDowell. He's like the older, white-haired guy, I think.
Yeah, I don't think I wrote his name down, but yeah, he's the faction leader.
Yeah.
Not Graves, but anyway. So this is canon for the Titanfall 2 multiplayer.
Okay.
That's why, because Ares Division in the campaign is still allied with the IMC.
Okay.
Like right up to the end. They own the research facility on Typhon.
Yes.
And they're the ones researching the Fold Weapon.
Yes.
I think it's called.
Yeah.
The Fold Weapon is like this weapon that can destroy planets, essentially. And this Ares Division, which stands for Archaeological Research Division.
Oh, cool.
Is working on creating this weapon, and the whole point of the single player campaign is like you got to stop them.
Yeah.
Because they're building a nuke essentially.
They're gonna fold you.
They're gonna fold you right up.
That they like fold like planets in half. It's it's crazy.
But at the end of the game, when the Remnant fleet is created, the Remnant fleet ends up just fighting allies and enemies. I guess there's like a glitch in their AI or something, but they're okay. Just like, fuck it, we're gonna fight everyone. They're cut off from reinforcements from the core systems at this point.
Yeah.
And like the IMC in Titanfall 2 is like, that's like all, they're not getting reinforcements from the core systems. So like that's all the army that they have. And I guess this robot Spyglass goes a little crazy and just says like, fuck it, we're not trusting anybody, we're gonna kill everything that comes near us. So the Ares Division and Vincent Dynamics for the Titanfall 2 multiplayer canonically do start fighting against Spyglass, and that's why you can kind of play as any of the three factions.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. Well, there's like six or seven different factions in Titanfall 2 multiplayer, because mm-hmm. it all it changes is the person who like gives you a little pep talk before you jump out of the dropship.
Yeah.
One of which is Marv, which is a robot with a happy face on its chest before it can speak, and it offers you a high five. And you can't fucking high five it. It always looks sad. It's the worst one.
That's good. Pathfinder in Apex Legends is like the nicest, kindest little robot.
He's a Marv, yeah.
Yeah.
He can speak, though, is the difference. The Marv in Titanfall cannot speak. It just, like, beep and boops at you. Yeah. It wants a high five, and then the happy face on his chest turns to a sad face.
So he's in the campaign, too. I only know from watching the speedrun.
Yes.
When they do the speedrun at AGDQ, it's always, like, a donation incentive. Like, do you high-five him or not?
Yes.
You can high-five him in the campaign, I guess.
Like
So the Frontier War would culminate or would take place during the Battle of Typhon, an IMC-controlled planet used for military research. This is where most, if not all, of Titanfall 2's single-player campaign takes place. Typhon also comes from Greek mythology. He was a monstrous serpentine giant and is considered the deadliest creature in Greek mythology.
Cool.
So it kind of makes sense that's where this fold weapon is being made.
Yeah. And
where the word typhoon probably comes from.
Probably.
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's a dangerous storm.
Don't quote us on that.
Well, quote Jamie all you want.
I don't need your permission either.
Typhon, that's where typhoon comes from. Quote James Miller.
According to Hesiod,
people get that tattooed on their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, there was Greek mythology before there ever was storms. So
that is true.
That's true.
According to Hesiod, who is a Greek poet, Typhon was the son of the Titan Gaia and Tartarus, which is the Hellas prison where the Titans were locked away.
Yeah.
So Gaia got knocked up by the prison and had this snake giant.
Cool.
I only know that from God of War, where Tartarus is.
Gaia's in God of War as well.
Yeah.
Other sources list Typhon as the son of either Hera or Cronus alone. Typhon and his wife / mate, Echidna, were the progenitors of many famous monsters such as Cerberus, the Lernaean Hydra, which is the Hydra where you cut off one head, it grows two.
Yeah. Right.
And
Knuckles.
And the Chimera. And Knuckles,
Knuckles.
The Echidna. back to Titanfall. That's just a fun little Greek mythos moment.
Yeah, Cronos is Zeus's dad.
Yep. Yeah. Zeus ends up killing Typhon, fighting him with lightning bolts.
Oh.
Anyway.
Did he fuck him first?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
No one's Zeus.
Yeah.
So the militia, the Frontier Militia, having previously discovered something called the Time Gauntlet, commenced Operation Broadsword in an attempt to cut off the IMC's capabilities of researching further destructive weapons.
Yes, this is the best level in that fucking game.
So the Time Gauntlet is a device, I guess you'd call it, in Titanfall 2, where you could basically slip between different like time streams. So like past and present.
Yeah, but it only has like a to and from on it. You can't go. You can't seem to go anywhere you want.
No.
In that, and also, I guess I'll let you continue because I wanted to talk about that mission. But that mission is incredible.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You find like, you first find the gauntlet on a guy who had been like using it and ended up like popping back into the time stream, but like halfway through the floor.
Yeah, well,
and
that's what I wanted to say.
Him instantly, kind of thing. So you just like see this guy like sticking out of the floor with this glove on his hand, and you just like walk up and pull it off. You're like, well, this seems safe to use.
Should have got out the elevator at a different time, I guess.
So the IMC knows about this. They know that, the militia knows about the time gauntlet. They know that the IMC is probably researching other weapons, and they commence Operation Broadsword, which is like Titanfall 2 is all about Operation Broadsword.
Cool.
An attempt to stop the IMC on Typhon and their research division, the Archaeological Research Division, Ares.
Yeah, okay.
It seems the IMC's Ares division had discovered an alien technology on Typhon and were attempting to use the technology to create a weapon capable of wiping out entire planets. So the Fold weapon is apparently alien technology, but there's no other mention of aliens.
Yeah, there's not even ruins or anything.
No.
So there's like giant dead dinosaurs like that we did talk about. Because there is one level with living dinosaurs, which are the ones that you see in Apex Legends. Mm-hmm. But there's also like entire levels, because a lot of Titanfall has really good movement. So there's like huge, like skeletons the size of trains.
Yeah.
Just like lying around.
They're all juiced out.
Yep, that's it. You're all
juiced out. I give my body up for oil.
No pulp.
Yeah, no. Don't you hate it when you get pulp in your oil?
Yeah. Dinosaurs, no pulp.
So yeah, they're developing this Fold weapon, this Death Star, essentially. That's a little Star Wars reference
basically
for you, James.
What it is, yeah.
What? What was that?
What was that? Huh?
Fold weapon?
A what?
A Death Star?
Yes.
Star War.
Darth Star.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Darth Star is Luke's father.
Yeah.
Speaking of saying things weird, I have a friend who talks about Titanfall, but if I say Titanfall, he will like say, what? What game? And then I have to say Titanfall. Oh. And then he'll be, oh, yeah, of course. That game.
So they basically wanted to use this weapon to force the militia to stand down. They didn't. It's pretty explicitly stated that they weren't planning on using it.
Okay.
But they were planning on being like, we will use
it. It's a Cold War thing?
Yeah, essentially. But not Cold War because it's not mutually assured.
Yeah. Right.
It's just destructive force. Like, what, if only Russia had nukes, how would things have gone?
And the weapon was the Mozambique.
Yeah.
The Mozambique bazooka.
Yeah.
Mozambique is the worst gun in Apex Legends right now.
They nerfed the fuck out of it.
Objectively, yeah. Mm. It's so bad. By the way, I want everyone who listens to this to do this. Every time you see a Mozambique, ping it for your teammates. So it goes, Mozambique here. I do that with people, and it gets people so upset. Like, I don't want a Mozambique. It's the worst gun. Please do it. Everyone do it.
Do it. Go home and do it. Go home and do it right now. So pilot Jack Cooper manages to stop the IMC and would turn the weapon on the planet itself, utterly destroying it and ending the Battle of Typhon.
Yeah, that's Army Man from Titanfall 2, the guy you play as.
Yeah, Jack Cooper. The protagonist who uses the time gauntlet and his extreme wall running abilities to turn the weapon on the planet itself. You're like, haha, you never planned for this, did you? You fools, you dumb idiots.
But yeah,
number one victims of weapons are weapons owners themselves.
That's where the aliens went or something. Maybe Titanfall 3 will have aliens.
Yeah.
With that Apex money, make it.
So where this ends, it does really seem like there will be a Titanfall 3.
Yeah.
At least. Because now, 30 years later, the Frontier War is over with the presumed defeat of the IMC. In the fringes of the Frontier, there is an area known only as the Outlands, where neither the IMC nor the militia are present to exert order.
Oh, we're going to get aliens.
The end of the Frontier War is, like, super gray, and it's like, well, we don't know. Like, the Battle of Typhon happened, he turned the gun on itself, the Remnant Fleet still exists, Spyglass still exists. We don't know what happened, so most likely there's going to be a Titanfall 3 where they address that.
Yeah, well, the end of Titanfall 2 is pretty upbeat. Like, there's like a montage, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, Jack Cooper and Sarah, I can't remember her last name. She's, Palin. Like, the head of the, she's a, yeah, Sarah Palin, head of the militia.
I know who you're talking about, too. I didn't write it down.
Her, yeah.
Her, the girl, the head of the militia. They have a montage together.
Yeah.
He runs up a hill and punches a pig's carcass.
What?
In a freezer. Ah. Rocky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll take famous montages for 200, Alex.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, sorry. I was like, what?
He pours a bunch of raw eggs down a pig's gullet and then smacks it with a book.
Gives it the old 1-2. Yeah. So in the Outlands, in this region, it is in this region that a competitive blood sport known as the Apex Games has become so popular.
Yeah, so I did get the impression it was very clearly like a game show. Is Apex Legends, because like banners pop up with like people's pictures on them, and Mirage is like an actor, and he's like a douchebag.
Oh man, yeah, he's so extra, but
he's great.
Yeah, his ability is he throws a decoy out of himself. Yeah. He always has very well coiffed hair and things. Yeah. Okay. He always has like little quips that he says. Actually, the voice lines are called quips.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Holopilot is my favorite kit in Titanfall 2, which is his kit, basically. Mm-hmm. In Titanfall 2, for multiplayer purposes, it's basically worthless. But so the community calls the Mozambique the Mozambique Bazooka, because in Titanfall 2, it's OP as all hell.
Oh, yeah?
It's a primary weapon. They took it from pistol and put it in primary, because they were just like, it's too good. But we can't nerf it, because people get pissed off.
Beaten someone who has a Mozambique with my bare hands.
Oh. that's low.
Yeah.
The devotion as well is OP in Titanfall 2, but they nerfed that.
In Apex, it's good, but the issue is it has a long wind-up time,
yeah,
and it has a lot of recoil.
Yeah.
There's one mod that reduces the wind-up time by half that makes it an OP gun, but you need to find both that and energy ammo, which is rare. It tends to spawn around energy guns, but then when you actually keep going on the map and use it, you're not going to find it anymore. So it's a good gun, but it's so situational that you need the right mod and you need the energy ammo that it's not that good.
He also has lines about bamboozling.
Oh, yes.
And bamboozling is another community term from Titanfall 2. If you trick someone with your holopilot and assassinate them, that's called the bamboozle.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I've actually done a couple times. Like, yeah. I'll shoot the holopilot into a hallway because it runs a little bit faster than you.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going up to a building, I'll launch it in. And I've had people, like, chase after it and melee it trying to assassinate me. Yeah. And then I'm just like, idiot. Yeah. Get heckin' bamboozled.
You dumb idiot.
Right before you guys got here, I was a kill leader in a game. I had 4 kills and I got bamboozled. I was shooting one way at one door. He came to the door behind me and just...
Gotcha.
So
the Apex games are presumed to be founded and organized by Cuban Blisk, founder of the original Apex Predators mercenary unit.
Yeah.
As evinced by the opening cutscene. The island of King's Canyon, formerly an abundant source of resources, is now the dedicated home to the Bloodsport and primary site of the Apex games.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's Bloodsport is all it is.
It's like
people are bored in the Outliers. There's no real rule of law, so they're like, yeah, let's get people to kill each other for fun.
Weird how Gibraltar would do that, considering he seems like a really good guy. I saved my boyfriend and my dad lost an arm. I guess I'll be a gladiator.
Yeah.
And kill people for money.
What I would think more is, since like it doesn't seem like there's lasting death, that he's probably just like honing his craft so that when the time comes, he is able to defend. But I don't know. Very well could be.
Yeah. I don't know if the death is canon in the games. If like, I don't know if it's like in the canon, it would be, you know, like hundreds or thousands of different participants always come and like none of them lives.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're only playing the highlights, and the only canon ones are the ones where you get a victory royale or whatever it's called in Apex.
It seems like you get phased out.
You are the champion.
Okay.
It seems like you get phased out somewhere when you die, because like you are bleeding out when you get knocked down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once you bleed out, you become a banner, which is like
they can bring you back.
Yeah. So someone can pick you up, and then you get flown in on a ship that is above. So it seems like when you die, you just kind of get shot up to the ship up top, and then like capture the flag. If someone brings your flag back, you get back in.
That's it. The canon is not clear at this point. Obviously, for someone like him, it could be something like honing his craft. If permadeath isn't a thing, or if it is a thing, then maybe it's like, I don't know, some covert operation that they haven't written yet, where they're going to take out Cuban Blisk or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Bloodhound is an interesting character, too.
I had a lot of fun with him.
He's Icelandic, or he seems to be, because he uses Icelandic words.
And has a raven.
Yeah.
A raven. Odin's raven.
His ability is he has, like, sonar. He's described in a quote as
Pulse Blade.
As a half bat. I think that they were saying that more in the way that, like...
That's what people used to bully him.
Yeah.
It's like, call him half bat.
Yeah.
No, like, if you were really good at hunting, I could say you were like
a bloodhound.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bloodhound.
Up
right?
High.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly.
You're half bat because while you may not be rich like Bruce Wayne, your parents are dead.
Yeah.
So that's Titanfall 2, universe, lore, and history, and how it connects to Apex Legends. I've been your host, Ethan Palmer. You can find me on Twitter at @EthanTheDeadMan. If you guys like the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. It would mean the world.
Or comments on CastBox. That's our second biggest download app. It's CastBox.
Kiss you, and I love you. Pete, where might we find you on ye olde internet?
At Pete O'Donohue and at theloreboys.com and Loreboys Podcast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'll be playing Titanfall 2.
Maybe.
One-armed man on Origin.
Yeah. If you want to play some PS4 Apex Legends with me, I'm actually getting a Bruno out there, thanks, Bruno. He's gifted me a GTX 1050 for my
105.
Well, yeah,
105 or 6050.
So I might be playing on PC soon too, but for now on PlayStation, add me JAYMILLK64. Send me a note that you're like from the podcast because I tend to ignore a lot of people on there who don't leave notes.
Yeah.
Also, you can find me on Twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys. We had a good turnout this week for Apex Legends. Thanks for everyone who came. And we have to fix some settings on Twitch afterwards, but we'll talk about it afterwards.
Pornhubcaps.com is Jamie's personal website.
Pornhubcaps.com
well.
Is where you can find all of Jamie's pictures of vintage cars. yeah, I don't have a Loreboys premium this week, so send us money, you dumb idiots.
Loreboys is, in keeping with tradition, Loreboys premium is free to play.
You can
buy some Loreboys loot boxes.
Yeah.
Now we're loot boys. Maybe you'll uncreate an epic Jamie.
Yeah,
or maybe
yeah.
you get one of those, like, trash, like, it's just like a, it's like a white Peter, where it's just vendor trash.
Or, like,
break it down into crafting materials.
Yeah.
Or, like, vintage Ethan voice lines, like, do you smell that?
Yeah.
Hey, walk it here. Put that on a piece of corn.
Unlock old lines from old episodes.
And that constitutes a
Loreboys
out.
Out.
Titanfall out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.